The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
And here are the headlines for the year 2012. January 13th, the Italian cruise ship Costa Concordia ran aground off Tuscany, leading to 32 deaths in a massive salvage operation.
February 11th, legendary singer Whitney Houston was found dead at 48 in a Beverly Hills hotel.
March 26th, the death of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida by George Zimmerman ignited discussions on race and gun laws in the U.S.
April 14th, reports surfaced of Secret Service agents hiring sex workers while preparing for President Obama's visit to Colombia.
May 18th, Facebook launched its IPO, becoming one of the largest tech IPOs in history, though it had faced initial struggles.
June 28th, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate as constitutional in a landmark decision.
July 20th, a mass shooting during a screening of The Dark Knight Rises in Colorado left 12 dead and 70 injured, sparking gun control debates.
August 6th, NASA successfully landed the Curiosity rover on Mars, marking a significant milestone in space exploration.
September 11th, the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, was attacked, resulting in the deaths of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans.
October 29th, a superstorm devastated parts of the U.S., particularly New York and New Jersey, causing over $65 billion in damages.
November 6th, President Obama defeated Mitt Romney to secure a second term in office.
December 14th, a gunman killed 26 people, including 20 children at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, reigniting debates on gun control and school safety.
These were the headlines of the year 2012. And in 2024, you're listening to XY Podcasts.
Hit the music.
So, welcome to the pod. I am Scott, Gen X.
I'm Sam, Gen Y.
And we're talking about the year 2012.
Oh yes, 2012.
The world did not end.
It was the Mayan calendar. Yeah, the end of the world was something 23rd, 2012 or something like that. Or 21st. I have to fact check that.
I guess nobody told them these things never happen ahead of schedule.
Yes. Or for them right on schedule.
Yes.
But also, in 2012 was the birth of my first child.
Yes. Yes. Cause for celebration.
Yeah, see, it's not always death in, on the Mayan calendar. They didn't include the birth.
Yes, and all of us who know you are pleased as punch that you have her around because she keeps you in line.
Yes, she is the adult. You know her.
Yes. No, she has her head on straight, thankfully.
Oh, for sure. She has her head on straighter than I do.
Yeah, she has to keep out of trouble. Whereas your youngest tends to keep you on your toes.
Oh, my youngest. Jesus. That was a 2016 miracle.
Yeah, the my kids are grown, both of them. But My oldest, she was old even when she was young. She was always that one.
That's my oldest. Same exact thing. She's our 12-year-old going on 30.
Remember back when my wife's mother was alive, I don't know what she did, something, she dropped something or something like that. And my oldest was maybe like, I don't know, 3 or 4. She couldn't have been any more than 5, but I think she was like 3 or 4. My mother-in-law was like, she dropped something. She's like, oh, and my oldest, she's like, don't say.
Just calmly,
It's
just don't
just
say
very,
it.
just very matter of factly. But no, in all seriousness, very, very fortunate, very blessed. Both of our kids. Our youngest is really kind of resourceful. Actually, he's the one who moved out. But
Resources.
we'll resourceful. Not, doesn't have resources. That child is poor as dirt,
Oh, okay.
but is resourceful, capable of taking a little and making a lot happen.
Hey, that'll get him a long way.
Yeah, it's a good quality to have.
Oh yeah.
Hoping to see him over the holidays. I happened to go through my
Man.
mother's Facebook page like yesterday, and yesterday, no, a couple days ago, and I found a picture of her when she must have been like a teenager. Yeah,
Jeez.
and and like, I made no secret about the fact that, for being her age, my mother's, very attractive, and she's active, and she's a pretty woman. But I was like, I saw her when she was, I don't know, maybe she was all of 16 in this picture, and I was like, wow. I feel like she was holding out on the jeans somewhat. I mean, like I said, I was a good-looking kid, but based on that, I should have been way better looking.
I feel you on that, man. Like, I look nothing like my parents at all. They look great when they were younger. I was kind of jealous. Then I look at me and I'm like, psst. What happened?
Yeah, they're just,
Got some explaining to do.
and why do I look so much like the milkman?
Dude, at one point, at the end of my high school years, I was almost 600 pounds.
Wow. I
Yeah, I'm
never
down to
knew that.
390 now, but
Yeah, I had no idea you were that big.
I was a big boy. I'll actually upload that picture to the Instagram.
My uncle was pretty big back. This was before I was born, but my father and my uncle both played, high school football. My father was a little guy. He's still a little guy, but he was, for back then, for playing, like, for running the ball and the positions that he played, he was kind of small. But he was one of those guys that had like a big heart, so it was he was hard to put down because he was just determined. But my uncle, he was the largest back in central Pennsylvania. He was just huge. There was like newspaper clippings about him and everything. He was just gigantic.
You take up the whole newspaper.
He kind of did, yes. But he died young from health problems.
Yeah.
He died like in his late 40s. There was no advantage for me with my father having grown up being a high school football star. Because, like, everybody, of course, remembers the name. I don't have a very common last name, as so it
Right.
stands out. And then, I do have the, in this case, misfortune of looking like both my parents. Somebody says, oh, yeah, that's your, yeah, you look like her. And, in the case of my father, oh, yeah, I can definitely see it. You definitely look like your father, even though I'm like almost a head taller than him. And, definitely a lot bigger, but
Right.
we still look alike. But I had the misfortune of getting his former football coach as my gym teacher.
Oh, that's nice. So he already knew you. He already knew the name.
He already knew the name and he had expectations. It's like
Lovely.
first day of gym class is like, it's like, oh, yeah, he sees my last name and he's like, your dad so and so? Like, yeah, like, your dad was a hell of a ball player. It's like, yeah, I heard that a couple times.
Lower your expectations.
And he made me squad leader just based on what my father did.
Oh, man.
And I can only imagine his disappointment. I was not the athlete that my father was. He probably went to bed that night and cried himself to sleep.
Oh, poor guy. Talking about your dad.
Oh, no, Dad didn't care. I don't think I told my dad that story till like decades later. As a matter of fact, I think I might have just told him that story like maybe this year.
You're holding out on him, man.
Oh, but yeah, I tell you what though, it was nice. My father's always been a stand-up guy, and he's always, done his best to treat people with respect. And those relationships that he made back when he was a kid in high school followed him around all of his life. And I would be lying if I said that myself and my brother weren't the recipient of it in many situations. Up until recently, anyway, when I went to his garage that he goes to now, and they charged me $130 for my oil change.
They remembered him.
Yeah,
They didn't care.
they remembered him all right. It's like, oh, that's nice. $130.
Yeah, my dad was he was a Mason for 30 plus years. So I wanted that gene.
What, a stonemason? What?
He was a brick mason,
Ah,
brick and
nice.
block. He had his own company. He was 5'10", 5'11". So was my older brother. I saw him like, "Hey, try these shoes on. Try these shoes on." And I'm like, "Hey, Dad, try my shoes on. My shoes are 16s. His are 10s."
So when he tried your shoes on, did you give him a canoe paddle?
No, he just said they
It's
ain't gonna fit me. I'm not trying
like,
them
here, Dad, try on my shoes, and here's this paddle for a kayak. Trust me, you'll need
We're going to the mountains. Here's some sleds
it.
or some skis.
They used to tease, my father used to tease me and call my shoes gunboats.
What's that shoe you wear?
I wear 13, but I'm almost 6'1".
I got 3 inches on you.
Yes, I know this. Yeah. You wear the same size shoe as Bob Lanier, the NBA player.
And I'm also six, well, 6'2".
Little known fact about our friend Keelan. Keelan is what, 5'2"?
I don't really know. This is five something.
He's
Five
really
two, five
short.
four.
He's relatively short. I think he's like Prince height, but he wears the same size shoe as I wear.
Yeah.
So
Size
he's
13. Y'all could trade shoes.
yeah, so and so he says they call him a hobbit.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that. Smart as a tack, though, man.
Oh, he's one of the smartest kids I've ever met. But so for 2012, unfortunately, 2012 is into the is my dark period. That's the era in which I stopped listening to music, really.
It wasn't really that great then.
It starts getting really sparse for me music wise after 2000.
See, 2012, what was I doing? Oh yes, having a daughter.
Yes.
That's probably why I didn't much veer into music.
Yeah, well, and with her being your first, the subsequent child, there's hardly any photographic evidence that that child even exists. But 2012 was, in retrospect, a interesting year for films, as I was pleasantly reminded of when I was preparing for this episode.
Yeah, same, yeah. I looked at a few of these and I'm like, I didn't know that that's when it came out. You ever do that? Look at it and be like, it came out then?
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot. Well, I'll just go ahead and dig in with my film list. I did compile 10.
Ten. Oh.
And my number 10 pick is a movie I saw it once. It was well done, but wasn't one that I revisited. Life of Pi.
Oh, is that the one where they're stuck on the boat with the tiger?
Yep, that's the
Okay.
one. Which is an interesting premise.
For sure, yeah.
I'm glad they didn't option to make it a series, though. I don't know where they would have went with it.
It would have been a short series.
Number nine is one of our friends' favorite movies, Les Miserables. And for me, I enjoyed it, but I think I would have enjoyed it more if they'd have made some different decisions vocally.
Okay.
Russell Crowe is perhaps not my favorite vocalist.
Oh, I know which one you're thinking of.
Number eight is 21 Jump Street. I know for a fact that's one of your
Oh,
favorite movies.
that is not one of my favorite movies. I have something to
Name's
tell you though.
Jeff.
That's what I was gonna say. My name's Jeff. God. He could have.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Left that out. I would have been mad.
Number seven, Skyfall. Like the movie. Probably my least favorite Bond song.
Skyfall. Oh
You
yeah.
know,
Okay.
Adele sang that one. But to me, it just sounded it didn't it wasn't it didn't sound original to me at all. It just sounded like they put lyrics onto like the Bond music and slowed it down. You know, so the running joke at on my job where we worked at the time was like, you know, like it just sounded like a commercial for the movie. Skyfall, see the movie, buy the album. You know, and I just didn't like the song. I mean, I'm sure there were worse Bond songs, but I thought that
A good movie, just don't.
it was beneath the movie. My number six pick is The Hobbit, Unexpected Journey.
When my daughter was born, watched that when she was like a few months old, sitting next to her.
Okay.
That was a good movie.
Five, The Hunger Games
Good series.
with Katniss Everdeen.
I liked every one of them.
That's an unfortunate heroine name.
Yeah.
Cat Piss Evergreen. I'm sorry, Katniss Everdeen.
Cat piss evergreen.
Number four, this movie I think is kind of underappreciated in retrospect, Argo, which was directed by Ben Affleck, who's actually a very good director.
You know what? I have never seen it.
You should go back and watch it.
Oh, I definitely will for sure.
My number three pick is a guilty pleasure called Django Unchained. I like the way you
Oh,
die, boy.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, Calvin Candy.
Yeah.
Everybody has heard of Candyland.
He said he was so nervous shooting that movie when they were at the table. He had Samuel L. Jackson and who was it? Jamie Foxx
Yeah.
staring at him the whole time.
He did a everybody in that movie did a really good job. Christoph Waltz. That was the movie where he became one of my favorite character actors. And then my number two pick is The Dark Knight Rises, which was actually shot here.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and what was kind of cool, driving around the city and seeing like tumblers parked on the side of the road. And the watching the movie, you wouldn't appreciate just so you remember the movie, the what was the thing called, the not the bat wing, the that helicopter. I can't remember what the name of it was. It was the bat something.
Oh,
But you know what I'm talking about.
yeah, I
His
know what you're talking about.
like weird helicopter thingy. So when they shot with that, they had a practical one that they were like hanging up in the air, and that thing looked so phony. So, but I'm glad, obviously, that it was a Christopher Nolan movie and they made it look right in the movie.
I would have loved to have seen that being shot.
Oh yeah, a lot of, I know a lot of people who worked on it. A good friend of mine actually worked on it as a PA.
Nice.
But yeah, it was really kind of cool seeing, like, the all the tumbler variations parked on the streets. And they shot in Heinz Field. It took like the Pittsburgh Steelers of that time. They dressed them up and made them the Gotham City Knights,
Oh, wow.
but their colors were still black and gold. It was just like, it was a different variation. Obviously the uniforms were different, but they were still black and gold. So,
Right.
and then my number one pick is the Avengers. Finally brought all the heroes together, and it was satisfying. It was a culmination of things that they were setting up for 4 years, and it paid off very, very nicely.
So started the whole thing.
Yep. Joss Whedon, who has been vilified for many reasons since then for unrelated things, was the guy who successfully brought it together. I think he directed Avengers, and he directed the Age of Ultron, I'm pretty sure. And then after that, the Russo brothers took over.
Still great movies.
Yes. But the Russo
100%.
brothers did even more with Infinity War and then Endgame. And then they took over the Captain America franchise. I think Joe Johnston directed the first Captain America, but then they directed Winter Soldier and Civil War.
They must have done something really good with Endgame, though. That was a 2018 release, I believe. Because my oldest daughter, she was 6 at the time, and she sat through the whole thing at the theater without having to use the bathroom. It was like a 3.5 hour movie.
It was good. It was
Oh
good.
yeah,
It was
she was glued to it, dude.
a cool payoff to Infinity War, which was also good. And some people consider it better. I think as standalone films, you probably have to say that Infinity War is better. But I kind of
Yeah.
view them as the same story. And I think Endgame has that nice payoff to Infinity War. You really can appreciate when it pays off. There's I think I'm before I mentioned Babylon 5 on the pod before, which is my I'd probably have to say to date my favorite TV series, because it does that. Because it sets stuff up early on in the earlier seasons, and it pays it off as intended. That guy, JMS, J. Michael Straczynski, he actually wrote a closed story loop. But he was smart. He figured, with TV being long form storytelling and there's things that are going to happen, he wrote trap doors for all the characters in case the actors didn't continue. Instead of recasting, characters with different actors, he just found ways to, he had pre-written ways to write them out if they should not finish the show. And he actually ended up needing to do that with a couple of characters, including the main character. The lead actor actually had some, and we didn't, he didn't say, nobody knew at the time, but he didn't say it until after the actor passed away, but he was having some mental health issues. And at the end of the first season, he just wrote him out of the show and replaced him with Bruce Boxleitner, came on in the second season and then finished the show. And then he was the lead ever since. For every character, he had a trap door just in case he needed to replace them. But that was the first time I had really seen like a complete story arc told on television from beginning to end. And for the most part, he told the story that he wanted to tell, and I was really impressed with that. I think Game of Thrones was going for the same thing. But like those first few
Oh,
seasons were brutal, where characters were just getting killed off, and it was just like the bad guys just kept getting crapped on.
yeah.
But there were a few payoffs that did, that you did get to see payoff in that final season, or the final seasons, that were kind of worth it that they did set up before. But as you might have heard, that show kind of didn't stick the landing.
The what was the seventh and eighth season? Like toward the end of the seventh season, then the eighth season was just. It wasn't there for me.
Well, a big part of the problem was is that the series outpaced the source material. George R. R. Martin didn't he stayed, he stayed as a story consultant on the show, but
Yeah.
they didn't have any books to pull from anymore. So they were kind of making it up as they went along. That was part of the problem.
So they're just kind of winging it.
Kind of, yeah.
That's
But
horrible.
another part of the problem, this is a big part that I can't forgive, is that Benioff and Weiss were approached by Disney to direct a Star Wars film or Star Wars franchise. And HBO said, you can have another season to finish the show you way you want. They're like, no, we're good. Because they wanted to hurry up and get that done with so they could be available to go direct Star Wars movies.
Oh, wow.
And, that doesn't seem to have come to fruition. But those were my movie picks. What are
Those are strong
yours?
ones too. I have five.
Okay.
And the one I want to talk about would be, my number one. But all right, so I'll start with number five. Paranormal Activity 4.
I like those for the most part.
I would have ranked it higher, but after the third one, towards the end of the third one, it started getting so cheesy.
Wasn't the third one like a prequel?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah, it was a
yeah.
prequel. It was before one.
Yeah, which gets kind of hard to justify.
Right. But the fourth one was all right. It was just started getting like non-believable. First two were absolutely amazing. Edge of the seat,
Yeah.
but plenty of jump scares. So my fourth pick is Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
I watched it when it first came out, and I don't really remember a lot of it. I know it was really good. I just don't remember a lot of it. Okay, so my third pick was a perfect time for this movie to come out. It was called The Campaign.
Oh. Okay. Refresh my memory.
The campaign, it was election year that year also,
Yeah.
or re-election for Obama. And what's his name? It has Will Ferrell in it and Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they go back and forth at each other like a real campaign, but it's so goofy. I believe at one point Will Ferrell picks up a baby.
Oh. No, he ends up punching the baby.
Was it punching the baby?
Yes, I
Yeah.
remember that from the preview.
Okay.
And he's like, so he said something about, nobody appreciates the iron jaw on that baby.
That's warm.
Yes, it is. It's bad.
Was
Okay.
so bad that it was hilarious. So my second pick is Alex Cross, Tyler Perry
Okay.
movie.
Okay. Yep, I remember that.
Homicide Detective.
Yeah, in fact, there's a new Alex Cross series on Amazon now with Aldis Hodge in the lead role. I need to check
Oh,
it
I'll be
out.
watching that. Yeah. My number one pick is Zero Dark 30.
Yeah, good
You knew that
flick.
was coming, right?
Yeah, I saw it on there.
Yeah, the capture of Bin Laden.
Yes, good flick. Catherine Bigelow also. Very good director.
Yeah, it was intense towards the end.
Yeah, it was a surprising amount of riches filled film-wise for 2012.
Yeah.
TV was a little more scarce. I did pull out 5.
Nice. I didn't watch a lot of TV then, but...
Well, of course not. Some. You had a newborn.
Yeah.
But really quickly, the TV shows that I was watching in 2012, starting with number 5, was The Following, which was a crime drama.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon. Number 4, I didn't stick with this show. I only watched the first couple seasons. Homeland. I pretty much stopped watching when Damian Lewis left the show. Mm-hmm. Number 3,
mm-hmm.
and I'm almost ashamed to admit that I watched this, the revival of Dallas. They brought Dallas back. And
it's
I never
like the As the World Turns stuff where they bring people back.
Yeah, they they brought back a lot of the original characters, actors came back. Patrick Duffy came back. Larry Hagman came back to play JR until he died. So he died while they were shooting, so they wrote him off the show. They killed him off in the show after he died for real. But yeah, that show ended on a cliffhanger and it got canceled, so they never got to resolve the storyline. So the story of Dallas is forever in limbo. Number 2 was a show, one of my favorite shows, actually, that I watched from beginning to end. It was Elementary, which was the second modern version of Sherlock Holmes. The first modern version of Sherlock Holmes was Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Now, does Elementary have an ending to it? Like it actually ends instead of leaving like a cliffhanger?
There was a final episode. Yeah, they ended the show.
Okay.
And it ran longer than Sherlock. And there were many more episodes because it was network television. So Elementary was set in the United States and it was an American production. Whereas Sherlock was a British production, and it was like usually like 3 or 5 episodes per season, per series.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed both of them, but Johnny Lee Miller was a very entertaining Sherlock Holmes. I think I preferred Benedict Cumberbatch's version, but I like both of them. You know,
that's the one I've seen.
Yeah, I appreciated both versions.
Right.
I think I appreciated Lucy Liu's Watson a little bit more.
More convincing?
Well, it wasn't that she was more convincing. Both actors did a good job. I just think that she had a chance to be better developed. I think, you know, instead of just swapping a gender just to be, you know, socially conscious or woke, they were actually able to... They found opportunities with Joan Watson being a woman in that role, as opposed to just, you know, let's be woke and make the part female just because.
Right.
You know, and I think that Lucy Liu being talented, I know that's up for debate, but I think she is. I think she did justice to the role, to the part, and she was an excellent, she had good chemistry with Johnny Lee Miller. But my favorite show of 2012, although I need to check this and make sure that the timing on this is correct. I think this is early, but I'm going to include it anyway.
Okay.
The Newsroom, which was on HBO with Jeff Daniels.
Oh, Jeff Daniels is amazing.
Yeah, and it was an Aaron Sorkin show. And Aaron Sorkin is amazing. I love his writing. My favorite thing that Jeff Daniels has done is The Newsroom. I just really love that show.
It's a great piece of work.
What television, if any, did you watch?
I have 3. So my first pick out of the 3 is Nashville.
Ah, okay. Saw that.
I binged it. I was watching like 5 episodes a night.
Well, that's kind of local for you, so.
Yeah, it's what, 3 or 4 hours down the street.
Although speaking of local, one of the, I don't know the name of the character, but Charles Esten, Chip Esten, as he's known on Whose Line Is It
Yeah.
Anyway, was
He's
a,
Deacon.
yeah, he's from Pittsburgh.
Is he really?
Yeah.
There's no way you could tell that.
He's a really good performer.
Yeah, that show's really good. I actually started it over a couple weeks ago. Okay, my
Next.
next pick,
Yes.
Chicago Fire. I'm still watching it. They come out with new episodes all, still.
Yeah, they Dick Wolf has that whole Chicago thing happening. Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, then
Med.
the Chicago Medical one.
Yeah, Chicago Med, PD, Fire. And he
And
also does, was it Law and Order?
the Law and Orders are his,
Yep.
and he's got all the FBIs on CBS. So all three of those
Wow.
FBI shows are his.
Is there anything he doesn't do?
No, well, everything that he's not doing all the stuff that Taylor Sheridan is doing, who is pretty much on his way to becoming the next Dick Wolf.
Right.
Because Taylor Sheridan is Yellowstone, and there were like a couple Yellowstone film spin-offs, like 1883, 1923. Then
Oh, I love those shows.
he's also Tulsa King with Stallone.
And they just renewed for a season three.
Okay. I'm behind on that, so don't tell me anything. I have to binge the second season.
Like a Baltimore baby locked down.
Landman, that's one of his, the one that just launched with Billy Bob Thornton. I think that
All
first
right.
episode just came out. And one of my main jams, Lioness. Oh, that show is good. No.
My last pick is Longmire.
Oh.
Yeah, from Netflix.
So
Or
you're.
that's where I watched it from anyway.
I never watched that one.
If you like 18 was 1886.
1883.
1883, yeah, or
1923.
1923. If you like those, you would like Longmire.
Okay. I didn't, but mind you, I didn't watch, I haven't watched anything to do with Yellowstone, so I haven't seen any of those. I've just seen them advertised.
Oh, you have to watch Yellowstone for sure. I haven't seen the newest season yet, but I'm wanting to rewatch 1 through 5, and then I think this part is like a season 5 part B or something like that, just
Okay.
to finish the story up.
Well, music for 2012, as I mentioned, a little bit harder for me to scrape some picks together, given that I wasn't listening to a lot of music back then.
You're gonna love me on this one.
But my five picks are somebody that I used to know, a
Somebody
Gautier,
that I used to know. That
and Kimbra.
was a good one.
My number four pick is Whoopin' Gangnam Style. My number three pick. Now this one, I'm cheating a little bit because it wasn't released in 2012, but it charted in 2012, so I'm putting it in. And
Okay.
that's I'm Sexy and I Know It. My next pick is what Thrift Shop, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. And then my final pick is another jazz goodie by Chris Standring, my favorite guitar player. Well, one of my favorite guitar players, Merry-Go-Round, from his album Electric Wonderland.
I haven't heard that song in so long.
I didn't know you'd heard it at all.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. It was only
Huh.
2012.
I just wasn't aware that you were listening to Chris Standring.
I listen to a lot of music, dude.
Clearly.
I mean, I do go back to like the 30s.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of surprised. I didn't think that you were Chris Standring, you were listening to jazz guitar.
There is actually a what is he? He plays trombone. And the only reason I know this is because my daughter, she plays trombone.
Not
But
talking about
he
Trombone
has.
Shorty, are you?
No, I forgot his name though. But he has a whole album out. It's just him playing trombone. It's really beautiful.
Oh, okay. Well, color me surprised.
Get that off the checklist. Surprise.
Yeah,
Finally surprised you with something.
well, what are your music picks? Sounds like I'm in. I better strap in.
I only have three this time.
Oh.
Yeah. So my first pick is No Lie, 2 Chainz.
Okay, saw that.
No, I'm not gonna rap it. But my
Aw.
second pick, yeah, I'm not gonna rap it, no. My second pick is Sexy and I Know It.
Yeah,
Yep. We can LMFAO. And my last pick, the song was, it came out, like a single came out in 2012, but then his album was released in 2013. And that was Rap God by Eminem.
ah.
I was going to put the whole album on there, but I was like, dang it. It just came out in 2013.
Yeah, Eminem is usually a pretty solid choice.
Oh, always. Have you heard his new album that came out this year?
Nope.
Are you in for a treat?
Don't think I've listened to any new music at all this year.
Listen to Guilty Conscience 2.
Yeah, I have to give him credit for, he's still pretty active for being in his 50s.
He is definitely he just did a live performance a couple of months ago in Texas.
And weirdly enough, he's not aging.
No, he has the Benjamin Button disease.
Well, he kind of started off like not looking all that young, so it's just his face just doesn't change. He was like, even when he started off, his like face was 35. So,
I think it was the drugs back then, though.
ah.
Yeah, because he was on some heavy drugs, and then he went to rehab, which. Then when he got out of rehab, he relapsed. That's why one of his albums in 2009, I believe, was Relapse.
Yeah, if only they had gotten other people to go to rehab.
Yeah. He had to relearn how to rap. So he was using voices, like different kinds of voices to learn how to rap. And that's he put out an album like that and it kind of flopped.
Huh. It is weird how that kind of stuff works, though. The
Yeah, but now look at him though. He's the fastest rapper in the world.
Well, I believe that ties up yet another episode that will bring 2012 to a conclusion. But looking forward to closing it down for the season with our upcoming holiday show.
Special guest, possibly.
Hopefully, we're hoping that we'll have a few surprises for you. But it will be an extended show. And then we're going to take a hiatus and then come back in 2025 with all new material.
And hopefully some more guests.
That would be nice. But for this episode, I am going to allow you to close things out in usual fashion.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And remember, there is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self.
Very, very well put. I will say X
I'll say Y.
and
See
Z you
you later.
later. And we're out.
That was perfect. It was synced up. I loved it.
That was as close as we've ever gotten. That was good. Ah, yes.
So that took true nobility.
It did.
Or mobility, one of the two.
Gobility?
Gobility.
Mobility. I just wanted to mention before I turn this off that the Steelers won their game.
Oh.
They beat the Ravens